37. At 8 the next morning, Jesse sat in Neil O'Hara's old office, across Neil's antique desk, the one he used to joke to Jesse was old enough to be indigenous. He'd been ordered here by Gary Armistead, who'd informed Jesse, when he'd awakened him, that he was pulling rank, and Jesse just had to deal with that. Armistead had been so loud and so angry since Jesse had sat down that Jesse had begun to worry about the possibility of spontaneous combustion. The source of the combustion being Jesse himself.
"You thought it was a good idea to get up in Singer's ass," he said, "and Ed Barone's on the same night? Well, guess what? Now I'm up in yours."
"And boy, if I find out about it," Jesse said.
"Is that supposed to be funny?" Armistead said.
"Guess not," Jesse said. Armistead would occasionally get up and pace behind the oversized desk, but staying at the top of his voice. For now, he was back in his chair. It was the one piece of furniture in Neil's old office he'd changed. The chair looked to Jesse like one of those fancy ergonomic deals Molly was always on him to try.
"Are you trying to get me to fire you?" Armistead said.
"For doing my job?" Jesse said. "Deputy Chief Crane and I were investigating an active shooter incident."
"You were there to bust balls, and you know it," Armistead said.
"It is one of Deputy Chief Crane's specialties," Jesse said. "Just not in this case. We were responding to a call from a neighbor about shots having been fired at Singer's house."
"Shots fired by your Indian friend?"
"Not very politically correct for a politician," Jesse said.
"And when you do show up, you talk to Singer and Barone like they're the criminals," Armistead said. "And then, the frosting on the cake, you let your friend, this Crow guy, walk."
"We didn't have enough to hold him."
"Don't give me that shit," Armistead said. "You know what I ought to do? I ought to suspend you until the board votes so you don't find a way to jack the whole thing up."
"I thought the whole thing was a foregone conclusion," Jesse said.
"It will be if you don't get in the way," Armistead said.
He shook his head.
"I really should just fire you and come up with a reason later."
Jesse smiled. "Do it," he said.
"Don't tempt me."
"Sounds like I already tempted you," Jesse said. "So do what you have to do, Gary. Set me down and then explain to your brand new constituents why you set me down in the middle of an investigation about the death of your predecessor." Armistead started to say something. Jesse held up a hand. "You know who maybe turned out to be a big winner with Neil O'Hara dead?" Jesse continued. "The guy with great big ambition who replaced him."
"You said you were just doing your job last night. I'm doing mine, and looking out for what's best for the town," Armistead said. "Now get the hell out of my office."
"Funny," Jesse said. "I can't stop thinking of it as Neil's office."
"You have to know this isn't over," Gary Armistead said.
"Finally, we agree on something," Jesse said. When he was walking back to the station, he thought that the new mayor had talked about getting up in Jesse's ass, but that any fair-minded person would have had to conclude that it had been the other way around.